This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 5. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 14. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Have you ever walked on water? I have, but only in the dead of winter, when the ice on a pond has been thick enough to hold my weight. Even then, I've always felt uneasy, especially if I hear an ominous cracking sound. Miraculously, Peter did walk on water, but when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. After reaching out and catching Peter, Jesus seems to scold him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" But is Jesus really scolding here? After all, Peter had enough faith to begin walking out on the water, and none of the other disciples even got out of the boat. In this story, Peter's walking on and then sinking into the water captures the highs and lows of his faith in Jesus. In some ways, we who follow Jesus have had similar experiences, haven't we? In our daily walk with the Lord, we all have moments of faith and moments of doubt. Peter began to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus and noticed with horror the howling wind and the rolling waves. We too begin to sink when we focus on the dangers of life's storms. When Jesus and Peter climbed into the boat, however, the wind and waves died down. Only Jesus, the Son of God and Lord over creation, can do such amazing things. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will never let you sink. Pray with me. When life's storms overwhelm us, Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you, trusting that we are secure in your hands. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.